You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What's going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Now, before we dive into the content and we're going to start dropping some value bombs, I wanted to ask you to please subscribe to this podcast. If you haven't done that already, it helps me and it helps you stay on top of all the new episodes that we release every single week. Also, if you haven't, please share this podcast with your friends. It's important because if you're on the rise, you want your friends to be on the same page as you are. You don't want them to slow you down, but most importantly, you want to help your circle grow with you. All right, so let's get started. What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I am here with Enzo Burchi. He's an entrepreneur based in France. He is the co-founder of a social media marketing agency that helps personal brands grow and communicate effectively with their niche. He also has a very successful social media account that helps people save money, invest money, and start a business. Now, the unbelievable thing about all this is that Enzo is only 15 years old, and he's done all this in the past year or so. Today, we're going to find out why most of your fears are just in your head and why you should stop procrastinating and follow your dreams right now. Enzo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. You?
Not bad, not bad. Thanks for being on the show today, man.
For sure. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. Listen, let me ask you, before we get started, I generally ask my guests to give my listeners a bit of a background. When did you start? How did you get started?
Okay, so basically I started 1 year ago. I was always interested in entrepreneurship, but I got real serious. I started talking less and doing more 1 year ago. And that's when my life basically changed. And I got started because I had some problems in my family. My mom got sick. And I said to myself, I have to do something. I always wanted to be independent. So I basically got started from there.
That's amazing, man. Honestly, you're so young. And when I hear things like I wanted to stop talking about it and start doing things, it really, really resonates with a lot of people, but not at this age. So I wanted to ask you, this is, you're very young and you seem that you know what you want already. And what do you think so many people, you know, in their teens, in their 20s, or even in their 30s, why do they seem to get stuck in life? What do you think is the difference between you and them?
I think their goal and their why isn't strong enough. Just wanting to travel the world isn't a good reason to get up every day, face problems, get success, and do your work. You should have a why and a goal that's so powerful. If you don't do it, you'll deceive yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So you find that a lot of people, even on social media, all they really want to do is, yeah, as you said, like maybe travel the world and take some nice pictures for the gram, basically, right?
Basically, that's that.
All right. Makes sense, man. Makes sense. Now, one of the main rules of success, I don't know if you read these books, but like Think and Grow Rich, and there's a huge list of other books out there. They tell you all to spend as much time as possible with like-minded people. And I am sure that when you're 15 years old and you go to school, you still go to school, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I'm assuming that in your class, there's not going to be so many people that are following your path or doing what you're doing. So you are definitely the outlier in your category. So how do you generally get exposed to success so that it motivates you to move forward?
I literally don't talk about it that much at school. I know a lot of people aren't interested in success at my age. They focus only on studies because their parents want them to do this study. I'm in a school where people are so stressed from their grades, their life, the teachers, their friends, that it's like unhealthy. So that's why I don't talk about my success, because it creates a lot of jealousy and a lot of fake rumors. So it's quite hard to face when you talk about it a lot. So I just say I do this. I don't talk about numbers. I don't talk about anything, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when you get home, what do you do to actually motivate yourself? Do you have books or podcasts that you listen to? Do you watch YouTube videos? How do you really fuel your energy to get, you know, going and create this much content and create a business at your age?
My energy, it comes from music, a lot of hardcore music.
Okay, nice.
The one I want to, so that's what I focus on, music. And I use a lot of podcasts. I like Gary Vee's videos and his podcast. And that's it.
All right, awesome. So music is definitely a huge motivator for a lot of people. I guess like when you're listening to music, you dial in and you work and you don't think about anything else, right? And with Gary Vee as well, I mean, his videos are amazing. I know that a lot of people follow him. But again, Gary Vee gives you a bit of, you know, a push in the right direction, but I'm sure that you've probably learned your skills elsewhere. So I wanted to ask you, what is, you know, the number one suggestion you would give to a young person that doesn't know where to get started in their entrepreneurial journey? And when I mean young people, I mean, I'm even talking about 25, 30 years old. That's the thing. As I said, you're the outlier. So I'm sure that if you can do this, there's really no excuse for anyone else that is older than you to hold themselves back. So what is the one suggestion that you would give them?
The one suggestion I would give is that people find a real reason. I'm a big advocate of e-learning. So in my e-learning courses, I learn a lot of things. I learn a lot of things about mindset. If your mindset isn't in the right place and you have the best business model ever, you won't achieve your goals because you're not willing to put the work. Even if you have the worst business model ever and you have the best mindset and you put a little bit of work, that's when you'll achieve success. So your mindset is key.
Absolutely. So like, what do you mean about mindset? I mean, there's several different types of mindsets, right? I mean, like, even if you say, I don't know, like a crappy mindset is also a mindset, right? So like, what type of mindset are we talking about? Are we talking about a can-do mindset? Are we talking about working 15-hour days? Like, what type of mindset are you talking about?
I think the mindset you should have is that you're pumped to get up early and focus on your goals, work out, and have a good work ethic. Don't be too lazy. That was my main obstacle. I'm a lazy person. So I try to find other ways to do what I don't want to do. But it could be an advantage. Like Bill Gates said, if I have something I don't want to do, I'll hire a lazy person and he'll find a simpler, an easier way to do it. So that's how I think of it. Everything that's negative, I turn it and twist it in a way where it becomes positive. So I like doing workout. I go for a jog like every morning. That's where I can clear my head, listen to music. I don't read a lot. That's a problem I want to fix. And I basically, music, and I pump myself up. You should be able to watch yourself in the mirror and give you all the motivation you should need for the day.
That's crazy, man. Honestly, I love what you're saying. And again, the fact that you're so young and coming up with such amazing suggestions for our listeners really shows that success has really no age attached to it nowadays. Listen, I see you post quite a bit about investing and about saving money, about making money. And now that you have an agency that is successful and your page is growing and you're probably going to do, you know, influencer marketing, get even more dollars into your business, how do you plan on investing the money you are making from your business today in the future?
I plan on investing at least 70% of it to automate the whole process and learn more personal growth and automation. And 30% to test other products. I'm actually quite interested in affiliate products right now. So I want to find a way to don't have to put my hands on everything I do to make money. So Facebook ads, I want to invest a lot and not invest in stocks yet because my capital is still too small and it mm-hmm. would be not worth investing. So I'll try and reach a goal of $100,000 and that's when I'll get interested in real estate and stocks basically.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. I know what you're talking about when you're saying about stocks. I'm probably talking about dividend stocks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a big thing that a lot of people want to get on because they know that they get their, you know, like quarterly or biannual payment from the company that they're investing in. But if they don't have a decent amount of money to invest to begin with, their dividends are not really going to yield a lot of growth of their portfolio. I completely understand that. So like, so right now you're young, of course. So in the next 3 to 4 years, what you want to do is expand your business and make sure that it's automated, right? And then once it's automated, you can start looking at other avenues to make money. That's amazing, man. Honestly.
This episode is brought to you by Phoenix Planner at phoenixplanner.com. I've been using the Phoenix Planner for 3 months now, and as soon as I started using it, I dropped every other productivity tool I was using. The Phoenix Planner lets me set my 3 to 5 year goal, then it breaks that down into a yearly one. Now, once the big picture is complete, it makes you set 4 quarterly goals, and that's when the real planning starts. Phoenix Planner allows you to schedule weekly, daily, and monthly tasks. It has a monitoring system for tracking your habits, and it works as a journal too. On the daily pages, you can write down your focus and what you're grateful for. Now, remember that gratitude is the key to keeping yourself grounded and in control every day. There are also slots for rating your performance and giving yourself feedback. In a nutshell, the Phoenix Planner is the ultimate planner if you want to take your life and business to the next level. Visit phoenixplanner.com to get 20% off your order. Apply the code PHOENIXDEN at checkout. That is PHOENIXDEN for 20% off your order. And now let's get back to the episode.
Listen, given the fact that you are more advanced than the average teenager, do your peers try to hold you back? And if they do hold you back, how do you deal with the negativity from your social circle? So I'm not only talking about school. I'm sure that you have friends outside of school, maybe sports or anything else. So are they holding you back? And B, if they are, how do you deal with it?
I don't have friends that hold me back, but I do. I have some people that try to hold me back, but that won't stop me. My parents are quite frankly happy of what I'm doing, but they don't want me to neglect my studies. And
of course.
Yeah, basically, if my grades aren't good, I can't continue. So I can't neglect my studies.
Yeah, no, for sure. 100%. I completely understand what you're saying, man. Listen, what are your plans for your agency? Do you see yourself working on Instagram marketing for the long run? Or do you think that platforms like TikTok will take over the market in the next few years?
Man, I don't think TikTok is going to take over, or at least not right now. But in the next few years, it might take a turn like Instagram. Before, Instagram was just posting goofy pictures. Now it's a lot of business, personal accounts. And that's basically where TikTok is at right now. Right now, TikTok is posting comic videos and posting music videos, but it's not a lot about business. And people don't see TikTok as a big brand yet. They see it just as a platform to network, like Instagram.
Yeah, no, for sure. So in the future, I mean, TikTok, I know that right now has a feature where you always have to play some sort of music in the background, right? And that kind of throws off a lot of people. I was watching even Gary Vee's videos on TikTok. Yeah. And he's kind of, what do you think about what he's doing right now? Do you think that it's going to yield some good results in the long run?
I think Gary Vee is an expert in positioning. He saw value and he's positioning himself. I think it's not the first time that he's doing this on other social media platforms, but this time it seems to work a lot and it seems to show a bit of results. That's why he's talking about. And positioning is key. When a new social media comes up and it's really trending, and you see a pattern. Basically, social media is always a pattern. It's about comic, photos, network, social life. Then it's about music, personalities, brands. And then it's about niched pages, basically.
Yeah. No, for sure, for sure. I think that I was looking at entering the TikTok app like probably in the past couple of months. I've been thinking about it. I don't think that my niche is there yet, but I can see the benefit of being one of the early adopters in my niche, so that by the time you know, it becomes a big thing, by the time it becomes as big as Instagram, if not bigger, I will be already there, will be one of the original posting, you know, people, like one of the original people posting about business.
And so that's the key on new social media platforms is consistency, because you have absolutely no idea how the algorithm works. You have no idea how you can hack the algorithm and grow really fast. So the key is being consistent. Like TikTok, do one TikTok per day. In a year, you'll thank me. You just have to be consistent, because you don't know anything yet. There are no experts. There are no business experts about TikTok. Gary Vee is trying to test. So you have to post consistently and test. But for 1 year, don't try and post consistently for 1 week. It's useless.
For sure. 100%. Listen, I'm going to ask you another question that I forgot that I wanted to ask you, but it's about time management. Now, a lot of people that listen to this podcast are anywhere between maybe like 20 to 35 or even younger, 18, 16, I don't know, 15, but I do want more 15-year-olds to get involved with entrepreneurship. That would be amazing. So let me ask you, between school, family, and everything else, and this, of course, for the listeners at home that are listening to this podcast today, when I talk about school, it could even be your 9-to-5 job. So like between those big commitments that you have every single day, Monday to Friday, and your family and your friends, how many hours do you work on your business and how often throughout the week?
I work about 1 hour to 2 hours per day on my business. And it's usually in the morning because I'm a morning guy. At 9 p.m. at night, I'm useless. I don't do anything, okay. But in the morning I'm really productive. So I wake up 2 hours before school. That's about 5 a.m. And that's when there's nobody, no distractions, nothing. So I can focus on my business. Sometimes I lack on my schedule and I'm lazy and I procrastinate, but the goal is to be consistent. If you put 2 hours per day, that's a whole month of work at the end of the year. And my friends, I try to see them at noon or doing the breaks.
Okay.
But my family, I try to see them at night and doing the weekends. That's how I try time management.
That's amazing, man. All right, all right. Listen, this interview was really, really good. It was a different interview. I generally have, you know, older people that come on a podcast, but I honestly really wanted to have you on the podcast because I wanted to show the world what's possible at your age. If people want to know more about you, want to see what you post and the quality of your content, where can people find you?
They can find me on @successinstant. You just have to type my name @successinstant and I should pop up. And be sure to send me a DM if you're interested about my agency or about my content. If you have any questions, be sure to send me a DM.
All right. Awesome, man. Enzo, thank you so much. It was great having you on the show, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye.
Right.
And this is it for today, Game Changers. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to the podcast and you will be the very first person to know when we release new episodes. Also, do not forget to leave a review. It literally takes a minute. It makes my day brighter. And if you send me a screenshot for a limited time on Instagram or by email, you will get a free 15-minute coaching call worth $50. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.